Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The score!
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got 5 on it.
Number 1.
The Bears fell 4 spots and now hold the number 9 spot in Fox Sports writer Bucky Brooks' top 10 rankings. The Packers, the only other NFC North team in Brooks' top 10, climbed 1 spot to the number 5 spot. Do you agree with Bears' placement? What are your thoughts on the rankings at large? So I'm going to run them down for you here. All right. Number 10, we've got the Texans. Number 9, as I said, the Bears. Number 8, the 49ers. Number 7, the Bills. Number 6, the Jags. 5, those Packers, as I mentioned. Number 4, the Rams. Number 3, the Seahawks. Number 2, the Pats. Number 1, according to Bucky Brooks, the Denver Broncos. Your thoughts on all of it and where the Bears have fallen.
Okay, so the Bears in this list fell the most spots. They fell 4 spots, as Ray mentioned, to number 9. Here's the thing, though. This is the top NFL rankings. This isn't just AFC. And when you look at the group, it's hard to argue against who is ahead. Except for perhaps the Packers, but the Packers beat the Bears head-to-head. Ray is giving us the printout appropriately. It is not in color. We reserve that just for the playoffs. So we can see it here. I'll hold it up. But the thing about this is, to me, is that Green Bay, do they need to propel all the way to number 5? Does he now think that the Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFC North?
They only went up one spot.
I will say the Bears shot up the rankings after beating Philadelphia. So that's how...
Hey, you know who's not in this top 10?
You are totally into the Philadelphia being a mirage thing. I think you're ridiculous.
No, I'm not there. I don't want to live there. I really don't.
So
do you have a problem with it?
But the point is, like, previously the Bears were the number one team in the NFC North according to his rankings. So now it's the Packers being far and away the number one team in the North. I'm not willing to say that either one of these teams is going to be the best in the North yet. I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, I think this is all very appropriate. The Packers moved up one spot because the Bears fell 4 spots. You can make easy arguments that the Niners, the Bills, and the Jaguars are better than the Bears.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing the difference between the Bears and the Packers after 1 week.
It's one spot.
It's one spot for the Packers. It's 4 for the Bears.
No, it's one spot between them. Like, there's no other NFC teams between them in the North. That's what I'm saying. It's not like they fell below the Lions. They're the Niners, the Bills,
that,
and the Jaguars.
I don't necessarily think that the Packers are number 5, and I didn't necessarily agree with his Packers rankings last
week. Okay, so where would you put the Packers?
I would probably put them after the Bills, number 1. So that would probably place them better than the 49ers, and then, according to this, 2 spots better than the Bears. Packers and Bears to me are probably next to each other.
Okay, that's fine.
I was getting there. So to finish your thought about it.
I have no problem with these rankings whatsoever. The Bears lost. The Packers are the best team in the NFC North. They beat the Bears head to head. And it's not even like Miami, Notre Dame. They beat them back in week 0 or week 1. They beat them last week. This is a very accurate reflection of probably where everything should be. I do take qualms with the top of these rankings, but that's not Bears related. That's just I don't think the Broncos and the Patriots are better than the Seahawks.
I kind of love the power rankings this year because of the way the NFL is right now. And teams are starting to separate themselves just a little bit. We were talking about what Jacksonville is doing and what Indianapolis is not doing right now. But I love how one game, one win changes the complete trajectory of these power rankings, because there hasn't been a team that has stood up, or even a couple teams have been like, we're dominant. There's really good teams, and Denver is one of them, but even Denver has its flaws, and people look at Denver and say, yeah, look at some of the wins that they've had this year. Like, they're talking about that in Denver as well. My only thing is, I might move the Bears. I might flip-flop the Bears in San Francisco.
Number two. Yeah.
How many teams will make the playoffs in the NFC and the NFC West and NFC North, I wrote, but that's correct. Yeah, NFC North and, okay, sorry.
Can we all agree that only one team is going to make it out of the NFC South, and it's whoever decides to win the thing?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. That said, I think that there's only one team who probably goes out of the East. So then it becomes, is it going to be 3 out of the West and 1 out of the North, or is it going to be 2-2? I think it's going to be 2-2 because you still have to play each other.
Wait, you're saying, run that back one more time. You think 2 out of which divisions?
Out of the North and out of the South, right? In the NFC.
No, out of the North and the West.
Oh, the North and the West.
Here's the problem with that. If it's,
this is going great.
No, listen. If it's 2 out of the North and 2 out of the West, and then there's 2 division champs, that's only 6 teams. You're saying an NFC East or an NFC South team is going to make it?
Yeah.
Oh, which one?
No. Oh, you're saying that I'm saying 2-2-2?
Saying 2-2.
Yeah.
Those are the North and the East. That's what you just said.
And then
there's a division champ and a division champ. Who's the 7th team?
2 out of the West, 2 out of the East, 2 out of the North.
Ray, scrap this question.
So 2 out of the North, 2 out of the East. That's 4 teams. 3 spots left. Division champ. You're saying that third team has to either be a NFC South team or an NFC East team. I want to know who that team is.
That's my wild card, is that the only way I'm seeing 2 teams out of the East is, does the tiebreaker come in as the tie? Like, do the Cowboys get in via some sort of pattern here?
6-6-1, those Cowboys.
Yeah, so that's where I have the issue. Like, my baseline is it's going to be at least 2 out of the West, at least 2 out of the North. 3 out of the North might be impossible.
No, it's 3 out of the North. Just 3 out of the North. Sorry.
Okay. So it's been a while since we've had to do
Rams,
this.
It's Rams Seahawks most likely out of the West.
Okay.
So then and it's top 2 out of the North. So then that third one is, do you think that it's going to be the West or the North?
The extra team in it. Like San Francisco out of the West in theory, cuz they're third.
Or
right
the
now.
Packers, and Bears, or Lions, whichever Detroit. Team doesn't make it out of those 3.
Ooh, Detroit. Which way are they going? Triano's been lurking today, by the way, guys. I saw him on the Twitch, and he's texted me today. So, I don't know, man. Lions at 8-5, just coming off a loss. Are they going to sink to Minnesota?
I'll say this. San Francisco still has to play at the Colts, the Bears, and the Seahawks. Along with the Titans. Mm. Titans, I just give them the Titans win.
Right.
So if the Bears go to San Francisco, I think that will be an NFC North team. The third team.
If the Bears beat San Francisco?
Yeah, because you just said go to.
Oh, yeah. And win. Sorry, yeah. Go to and win.
It's all
win.
Good. When you did the distinction.
We need a literal whiteboard here to draw this.
No. We're good.
So here's the thing. You're basically saying that is going to be the battle for the third team out of a respective division going to the playoffs. That either the Niners win and they go, or the Bears win and they go.
Well, Bears win.
As the magical third team.
I say Bears win and they go along with the Packers and the Lions.
I'm just glad we have the same opinion about the NFC South. Why is it like this?
Somebody could go on a run. The problem with the NFC South is those teams still have to play each other. That's the issue.
And wait, what you just said is we have to watch that football. That's what I just heard you say.
The Panthers and there's four games left for both the Bucks and the Panthers. Two of those games are against each other.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Both Tampa Bay and Carolina, 7-6.
I don't think Carolina makes the playoffs. I don't think they're there yet.
They don't feel like a playoff team.
They just lose to the Saints at home.
I know, they're better.
Oh, the Buccaneers did that. Yeah, that was a clunker. How do you only score 20 points against the Saints like that at home?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Because you're not that good.
Ugh.
Number 3.
Is this the year of the over 40-year-old quarterback?
I ask this question because, frankly, you know what? Sometimes people are for the kids and sometimes other people are for the adults. And I appreciate a 40-year-old quarterback who's still in the league because it makes me feel a little younger. Joe Flacco, do the thing. Aaron Rodgers, I know you're trying to beat Tom Brady when it comes to age and longevity, so you're out there.
How dare you?
But the wild card is, what year is it? When I saw the message from Ray that Philip Rivers was practicing and trying out with the Colts. Well, we have some more news. They have signed Philip Rivers at 44 years old.
To the practice squad.
But still.
You know, you're right.
Did you think this was going to happen?
Once last night, and once I saw, their other quarterback's hurt, Riley Leonard, yeah, they got to sign him. It's a matter of, does Philip Rivers want to do this?
Do you know how many doors this opens for the rest of the quarterbacks younger than Philip Rivers, but say around Joe Flacco's age?
Let me tell you about the door it temporarily closes for Philip Rivers, who was a semifinalist this year for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now he's got to wait 5 more years from whenever he decides to stop playing football again.
I don't think he cares, does he?
No. It's funny. This guy could have been a finalist. He could have even been elected to the Hall of Fame this year. That's a closed door now.
It's interesting to me, honestly. Like, he's got a family that's huge.
He's got a grandkid.
So what
he's
is
a
he,
grandfather playing
grandpappy out here.
So does this mean like the kids are all like, do it, dad, and the wife has got to be saying the same thing? Because it seems like kind of weird, like you're gonna leave your like that big of a family. So the kids must be into dad. I'm wondering if the kids are what has inspired dad to, because why would he do it?
To have some quiet time like Joe Flacco discussed whenever
maybe
he said
that's
he was
it.
Going to restaurants, sitting there by himself enjoying silence.
All those kids
did. Other than that, what is it for you guys with kids? Bathroom time? Is that it? Like, is that where you collect your thoughts?
7 daughters, 3 sons, and the youngest was born in late 2023, and he has a grandkid. And so the grandkid and the aunt, uncle, whichever, I don't know the gender of the youngest kid, are basically the same age.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, those kids don't pay for themselves. So maybe he's just coming back for a couple paychecks.
Hey. That's the thing I always laugh at when people are like, oh, she's probably not coming back after she had a baby. And I'm like, a third member of the family who can't earn any money and cost money? And you think that person isn't going back to their job? Interesting argument. Good for Philip Rivers.
Number four.
Phil. This is 5 on it on 670. The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. Slugger Kyle Schwarber and the Phillies have reportedly finalized a 5-year, $150 million contract. Should the Cubs have been in on the Schwarber sweepstakes?
Yes! I don't understand this whole we're cool with our offense vibe out of Jed Hoyer. What are you cool with? Kyle Tucker isn't coming back. How many people are you hoping to, quote, come online, end quote? And this was brought up on the Twitch chat. Shout out to the mob. But they did the whole awkward dance with third base thing last year. They wanted Alex Bregman. They didn't get him. Detroit was the second team that was the runner-up to the Red Sox. And so then Matt Shaw became the next plan. And then Jed Hoyer's all out here being like, no, we're cool with Matt Shaw. Okay, great, but where's the offense coming from consistently on this team? Namely, Slug. Where is it coming from? The sky? Your heart? I'm not quite sure. The friends you made along the way?
Get ready for a whole lot of Moises Ballesteros playing DH.
Let's go!
That's the reality we're looking at.
Wayne Larrabee has chimed in.
He is a big boy.
That is something.
This guy's huge!
Is that not where we are right now? A little Moises Ballesteros? Maybe a utility infielder? Maybe a little Owen Casey mixed in? Kevin Alcantara?
Can I get a little Alcantara?
So that's what we think is replacing Kyle Tucker. God. Who is what for his career in war?
Is that not enticing to you?
I will say this.
Does that not please you?
I want to just agree and bash the Cubs, but it's pretty early in the offseason still. And
Edwin Diaz just signed with the Dodgers.
That's a problem.
It's over. It's over.
They needed another reliever?
My thought process here is, as it pertains specifically to Kyle Schwarber was going to go back to Philadelphia no matter what. Maybe the Cubs had offered him $300 million, which I think we could all sit here and say that probably would not have been a smart financial decision.
Not have been a wise investment
for the Cubs. I don't think so. So to go, he was always going to link back up with Philly. So just as it pertains to Schwarber, I am not mad that the Cubs didn't get Schwarber.
Should they have offered him more money than the Philadelphia Phillies offered, though?
I mean, what, like, just do a bidding game, like 175?
Five for 165.
Like, where would it end? You don't think Philly would have matched that?
Yo, make your opponent suffer. Hey, they don't seem to have any problem with rolling the dice. Look at Shota Imanaga still on the team for $22 million.
That's
gave
a problem.
Him a raise.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying the Cubs don't need a guy. Like, and I am on that. Like, you can't just roll back the same offense. And you need to get somebody in there.
No, you're right.
I understand, like, Kyle Schwarber was going to go back to Philadelphia.
You're right. They can't roll back the same offense because Kyle Tucker's not walking on to that, you know?
That's absolutely. No, I don't disagree. This is not an argument about whether or not the Cubs need offense. It's an argument over whether or not Schwarber was ever going to go anywhere else but Philly.
They need offense, and they should have considered it.
Five on it. Number five.
What's a better or worse first date? Ice skating or bowling?
I submitted this question because I started thinking about the holiday party. I was like, ice skating, that'd be a nice date.
Marshall, are you bringing a first date to the holiday party?
No, I was just thinking about ice skating and first dates. Like, I'm romantical. I like to, you know, show my vulnerability and my soft side. Like,
aw, he's
first so, date.
Listen.
Wow, this quickest, is why things aren't working out, man.
No, the quickest way to a genuine connection is sheer vulnerability. So, like, I like ice skating because you're going to fall down and bust your ass.
True.
And she's going to see you, like, and I'll be like, hey, if you have a problem with me falling down, if that gives you the ick, then we're probably not meant to be because I'll probably fall down off the ice also.
You know what? This is an excellent question for our next guest coming in studio, Courtney Turner.
Oh, yeah. That is a good, yeah.
Her
yeah.
husband is Justin Turner. Courtney Turner, though, has a vast experience of podcasts. So
what would you say, Layla?
I like the idea of both because, you know, number one, like too many times dates revolve around drinks these days. Like, oh, let's get a drink. You know, but you don't necessarily want to do that. I enjoy bowling, even though I'm guaranteed to break a nail and it's going to take me like 4 months to grow it back. Bowling is fun, and Diversity Bowl this time of year is quite the social scene. So, like, bowling seems like a good idea. Ice skating in theory is, but the problem is when you're leaving it to chance, aka the outdoors, you don't know how bad the ice skates are, how slippery and maintained the rink surface is. If you're inside, I think it's a little better because that's just one less thing to think about. At the end of the day, though, I'm not quite sure that physical challenges are what you should be doing on a first date.
But what if you want to date someone who is physically fit and values physical fitness?
So now you've said that the last... So now you've made a comp to somebody... your friend's worried about breaking up with somebody, and then they date somebody else who looks a certain way, and that somehow devalues that person in their eyes. And now you're saying that they have to be physically fit. If that's your main priority, then go ahead and physical challenge like Double Dare all of your first dates.
I like
and let
Double
me know
Dare.
How that goes.
That was an excellent show.
Family hey, Double baby, Dare was even hey, better. Baby, what do you lift? Yeah.
Just get to the brass tacks here.
I think bowling dates are great because you're doing something and it eliminates the potential for... There's always something to talk about when you're bowling. Like, you just talk about the bowling and then you could talk, get to know each other in the process. So I think that's an excellent first date.
I would love to be on a, like, follow you around with a camera on a first date and just get all of it.
It's also just fun to throw something heavy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care where the ball goes after that, whatever.
I did date a girl who grew up figure skating. And then we went right over here.
She was physically fit.
And she's like twirling around and like doing all the tricks and jumping. And I looked like a baby reindeer on the ice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm falling around.
Was that a first date?
No, it was not a first date. Okay. But it was early. And I was like, oh man, this is embarrassing. Because I just...
Didn't you know at that point she was a figure skater?
I kind of knew, but
then
I didn't.
You set yourself up.
I guess so. But it was like, I was very impressed with her. Like, it was a thing of beauty to see her skating, but I was like, I got to get these skates off because it's not working out for me. Just wasn't.
I think, what's your next first date? Like, hurdles? Are you just going to do like the 110 hurdles? Like,
no,
what's that?
I think those are, gonna I think
go
active
with a 4x1?
I love a good walk, get some coffee, ice cream, whatever.
And then he just sort of trips.
I love a walk to just things out.
Let me show you my vulnerability. Oh, so, I just tripped.
Someone who's not willing to go for a walk?
There's a difference between going out with somebody to do something and then also having a physical challenge where you're testing their fitness
level
subtly.
Bowling is not a physical challenge.
That's what it delves into. It's always Sunny in Philadelphia territory.
Bowling is not a physical challenge. Bowling is just an active thing to do.
A good walk on the lake in the proper weather
is a beautiful
thing.
You don't like being active, we're probably not going to work out. I like being active.
And then he's like, hey, I have these ankle and wrist weights for you. How many arm circles can you do while walking down the
lake? How many steps have you had today?
I've got bad shoulders.
Do you want to mix in some lunges?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're doing the presidential fitness test. Boom.
They're bringing that back, you know.
What? Yeah. They try to bring eugenics back, too. Let me know how that goes.
Those are two very different things you just brought up.
Are they?
Wow. What?
Coming up next. I do want to know Courtney Turner's answer to this question about the first date.
I think she's
entertaining. She is a sports fan. She is from the region, and I'm pretty sure I can get her to admit that she was a Sox fan now that her husband might not play for the Cubs anymore. Courtney Turner joining us next, and we got to find out about her fantasy football team. And if you don't know the name of that, she'll tell us. All coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.